Speaking Up, written and read by Gillian Triggs. I never wanted to enter the rough and tumble of public or political life, and for 45 years as a lawyer, I managed to avoid it. Human rights advocacy is not for the faint-hearted. How then did I come into conflict with the government of the day on human rights issues, most particularly the treatment of asylum seekers and refugees? On the day I first walked through the doors of the Australian Human Rights Commission headquarters in central Sydney, I was a black-letter international lawyer, having worked with a commercial law firm and having been dean of a law school. My work until then largely concerned disputed claims to territorial and maritime sovereignty, such as in the South China Sea and Timor Gap, the World Trade Organization, or sovereign immunities. I'd lectured in international law, written textbooks, and led an international research institute. I was not looking for controversy. It found me. I was not the first commission president to incur the condemnation of government. 15 years before I joined the commission, in mid-2012, one of my predecessors, Sir Ronald Wilson, reported on what became known as the Stolen Generations. His legal conclusion, radical at the time, that the treatment of Indigenous mixed-race children amounted to the international crime of genocide, attracted much political derision. Today, his report is the Commission's most referenced and admired work. While I do not compare myself with so fine a judge as Sir Ronald, I do share with him the experience, when faced with the facts and personal stories, of producing a report that is also seen by some to be radical. Today, when I speak in public, people often ask how I found the resilience to withstand the political and media abuse and character assassination. I've no answer to this question, usually waving it away with references to a gin and tonic, a supportive husband, and a strong, if bemused, family and friends. Resilience is increasingly seen as the desirable trait for survival in the contemporary world. I suspect that each of us will find it in the heat of the moment, as I unexpectedly did, aged 11. Speaking up and pronunciation were important to the nuns at my Catholic school, in London and in Devon. I was a reluctant member of a school team chosen to read poems at a local elocution and public speaking competition. I had a soft, uncertain voice and was bewildered by the vaulting images of Wordsworth and Keats. I well remember standing alone in the spotlight on stage reciting when a nun hissed from the wings, "Speak up, child." I raised my voice in terror and spoke loudly to the proverbial man at the back of the hall. My dramatic declamations proved effective. I received a commendation from the judges. Not given to lavish praise, the nun said she was surprised I could speak up so well. I'd found my voice at last.